WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Madison Lynn here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. And trust me, I get it, life can feel like one giant obstacle course sometimes. You know that feeling when you trip, stumble, and face went right into the nearest pile of anxiety? We've all been there, right? But what if I told you that the key to navigating this chaotic mess isn't about being superhumanly perfect, but about learning to be kind to ourselves along the way? Today we're diving deep into something super important. Practicing self-compassion without feeling guilty. Because let's face it, we're often bombarded with messages that tell us to push harder, strive for more, and never ever let up on ourselves. But what about the times when we genuinely mess up? What about those moments when we need a break, a hug, or maybe even just a good cry? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about letting yourself off the hook. It's about recognizing that we are all human beings doing our best in a world that can sometimes feel downright unfair. So, what are some key takeaways to help us navigate this delicate balance? First and foremost, remember that you're allowed to make mistakes. Seriously, nobody is perfect. Think of your favorite superhero, even they have their weaknesses and vulnerabilities. Embracing our imperfections is crucial for growth and self-acceptance. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-out, treat it as a learning opportunity. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? That's the Stoic way, facing challenges head-on with resilience and wisdom. Number two, cultivate a sense of mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever felt that wave of self-criticism crashing over you when you stumble? Practice observing those thoughts instead of letting them take control. Just acknowledge them, then gently guide your attention elsewhere. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. Mindfulness is about tending to it with care and intention. Number three, practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Remember that you deserve kindness just as much as anyone else. Next up, remember that suffering is a part of life. It's inevitable. But how we respond to suffering is what truly matters. By practicing self-compassion, we can learn to navigate difficult times with grace and resilience. Imagine facing a challenging situation with a kind heart and a clear mind. That's the power of Stoic self-compassion. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all face struggles, setbacks, and moments of doubt. Connecting with others who understand your journey can be incredibly powerful. Share your experiences, listen to others, and build a community of support. You never know who might be facing similar challenges and finding solace in knowing they are not alone. Picture this. You're juggling a million things, work deadlines, personal commitments, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care. That's a big one. Suddenly, you realize you missed an important meeting because you got caught up in a whirlwind of emails and phone calls. The first thing that pops into your head is, oh my goodness, I'm such an idiot. But then you pause and remember everything we just talked about. Instead of beating yourself up, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the mistake, and remind yourself that it's okay. You're human, everyone makes mistakes. You quickly reach out to your colleague to explain the situation, apologize for any inconvenience caused, and ask how you can make things right. That self-compassion in action, a gentle hand guiding you through the inevitable stumbles and bumps on life's journey. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things don't go as planned. Remember, my friends, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It allows us to be more resilient, more empathetic, and ultimately, more fulfilled. So, today I encourage you to ditch the guilt and embrace the power of self-kindness. You deserve it. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you and connecting with this amazing community of Stoic seekers. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace, one kind thought at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.